Madness, where we talk about nothing but theater, be it musical or otherwise. Whatever type of theater. Straight. I wouldn't know because I'm not. So, on today's show, I have an amazing person. I can't wait for you to meet them. I've been super lucky that I've had all these awesome guests, every single one of them. Amazing. But you might have seen this person on stage in The Color Purple, maybe at DTC, you know, with some Christmas Carol, where they get, I can't wait to talk about that, you know, or even some other things around town that we're gonna talk about. But today I have the amazing Natasia.
Hi,
everyone. So tell them your full name, please.
My name is Natasia Dominique. I'm an artist, multi-hyphenate here in DFW, and hopefully to go beyond soon.
Wonderful. And your pronouns are?
She, her.
She, her. Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Thanks. So let's get right into some of the discussion. First off, thank you for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I love it. I just think you're such a light in our community. I've never heard you say anything negative about someone. I've never heard you... I've never heard a negative thing about you, right? You know, except that you're a bitch. But but that was out of my own mouth. So never mind. But you're just this positive influence in our community that I really appreciate. And so that was one of the main reasons that I was like, I need this person on our show as well.
Aw, thank you.
Because, yeah, every room you step into, not only are you positive, but you also have this professionalism about you that you bring. And so I really enjoy that about you. And
thank
so,
you.
Yeah. But let's back it up a little bit and talk about the history of Natasia.
Yeah.
Tell me, did you grow up here in the area?
Yeah. So I was born and raised here in Dallas, went to private school, like all throughout elementary and middle school, and then went to public school at Berkner High School in Richardson.
Oh.
And so I've always done theater. Like, I grew up singing in church, and that was, like, my very earliest memories of singing. And then I would do school plays and everything, and at school and everything. And then in high school was when I really started to take the theater thing seriously.
Nice. What show was it that started you out? That you do you remember? Maybe your first show.
My
in
first
high
show in high school was Guys and Dolls, and I was in the ensemble. I know
that show.
And then we got it. Like, I had like a total of three theater teachers in high school, but I remember specifically the second one I had, Miss Haley. She came my sophomore year, and just the way she had such an appreciation for the art form and just for acting and the craft, it really, really inspired me. Even though it was something I've always wanted to do, was like acted film and, but just with theater, she just really just cracked me open, and inspired me.
Yeah. Cause I really do think that you kind of go to the beat of your own drum.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right. You aren't about saying, doing what everybody else does, mm-hmm. or anything at all. You're kind of like, this is how I'm doing it. Mm-hmm. And so I can see high school Natasia being like, where do I fit in? But that
yeah.
safe space of theater and
yes.
a teacher like that to bring you in
mm-hmm.
is just so helpful.
Yes.
So that's awesome. And then, so you are from here in the
yeah.
area. And then I know you went off to college and then you took...
Yeah, so I went to Texas State for one semester. And it was like their production and performance. It's almost kind of like a BA
okay.
in theater. Cause I stupidly only auditioned for two musical theater programs when I was in the process of, and so I don't know, I was just very hopeful that I would get into these schools. And I got callbacks, but I didn't get in. So my friend Taylor Nash, hey girl, we kind of were in the same situation. And so we did production performance, and you know, while we were there, like all the classes went to all the MT and the BFA acting students first. So I was just kind of like paying to go to college, just to take math, like college algebra. So I was like, I just need to come home and just kind of find my bearings and just figure things out.
Mm-hmm.
So I came home, I did a show at Collin College. And then I was just kind of, I don't know, I just kind of was done with theater for a little bit or just needed a break. So I took 2 years off. And I was at that time, I was really focused on music and other things. And then I auditioned, I saw Aida was having auditions at Firehouse, or Firehouse was having auditions for Aida. And so I auditioned there, didn't think, you know, anything of it, but I just kind of just wanted to get back into it. And That was it. That kind of locked me back in. Yeah.
An ensemble role.
In the ensemble, yeah.
Lovely. Which I know, because you recently also did
Aida. Yeah, I did.
As well, where you got to play
Nehevka.
Such a beautiful role.
I know. Yeah.
So
wonderful. She's a princess track. You know, Aida's a princess, but Nehevka, you know, she's a princess.
That song is just, goodness. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that whole song is just beautiful.
Yeah, it is.
And the way that you impersonated that character.
Oh, thank you.
Wonderful. But yeah, I heard a lot of other people who were in that production that there was like an original Aida group. And then some of y'all were able to.
Yeah, it was really cool being able to revisit the work and being able to help Sasha's vision come alive. And it's just always different to just, or fun to kind of just play.
Yeah, you even know? With different directors.
Yeah.
Yeah, to see their take on it.
Yeah.
I think is really what's fun for us actors is that it's different every single time we do the same production.
Yes.
Yeah. So, and no matter how we put it on. I think, so going back to, so you did that production, and I remember the first time that I saw you on stage, it was at Theater Arlington.
Yeah.
I had no idea who you were, really, and I was like, oh, I've never heard of this person, but just the amount of, like, presence that you had on the stage as well as one of the backup singers.
Michelle.
Yeah.
Shout out to Michelle.
Michelle. And Jaden was the other.
Yes.
Tina.
Yes, Tina.
Oh my y'all God. Were hilarious. Uh-huh. Yes,
thank you.
Just as, but I mean, y'all had Maisha to work with.
Yes, which was, I love Maisha. She's another person in this community that is just like, she just shows up as herself, always ready to work, but like just very, you know, genuine as well. So,
yes. Which that was in Sister Act.
Yep, Sister
Act. Yeah, she played Dolores, and y'all were Michelle and Tina.
Yes.
But that show, I mean, just I just remember y'all coming out. It was like red dresses.
No.
Yes, and y'all gave me shoulder.
Yes.
It was time. I don't know who choreographed that. Was it Mark?
No, it was Nicole Jamie.
Nicole. That's
yeah.
What I, yeah. And I mean, everything was just like with it. Yes, the face, all of that. And
yeah.
So I am in hitting those harmonies, because that's that whole little section at the beginning is kind of difficult. And then I think you doubled up as a nun as well.
Yes.
When she goes to the convent. But that was such a fun show that I thought, you know, it's like, oh my. Okay, so then from there, after you did Firehouse, what other project did you do?
So my first few like shows back into the theater world were Firehouse shows.
Okay.
And like I auditioned like for things and a few things and like came close. But I don't know, I just kind of took my time. Let's see, I did Aida, I did Once on This Island, which was another like experience that I remember that.
So. Okay. Jason Solis was
in that,
right?
Yes, Jason Solis was in that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, yeah, because he played the...
oh my gosh, why can't I remember her name? Not Mother Earth. What is her name? Asaka Groby. There it is.
Asaka Groby.
I had to sing the song.
Alex Newell played
Asaka.
Yes. Yeah. So good.
Incredible.
When they sang on the Tonys.
Yes.
And still hit that note, and they were sick.
I know.
Wild.
I know.
I'm sure Jason hit it every single night.
Yes.
Because Jason, how do you sing?
For real.
Where does it come from? Can you teach me, twin? Yeah. What role did you play?
I was a storyteller in that one, and then I was understudy for Azuli.
Oh.
But being a storyteller in that show is so fun. Like you never leave the stage. So it's kind of like a very much so a marathon of a show. Oh. And we're helping just like drive the story along. It's very physical. Like a lot of times, where are the trees or where are the birds or the frogs?
Such an interesting.
Yeah, it was really cool. So we were backstage like maybe twice to like change, but we were
so not
changing
a princess
set pieces.
Trap.
No, no.
So note to self, do not be a storyteller.
No, be a storyteller. Yes.
Yeah. No, and again, I think that that's something you do so well is tell a story, right? I think even in the times that I've heard you sing, the times that I've heard you on or seen you on stage, you do a really good job of like connecting with the audience. And that's why I enjoy it. so much. Speaking of connecting with the audience, we're about to scoot over. So I have not seen Once on This Island, just like I have never seen this next show that we're going to have you sing from. But we're going to scoot over into you doing some singing for the guests. How do you feel about that?
I'm excited. I'm ready to sing. I love to sing. Music is my first love. So.
Can you imagine I had you on the show? She hates singing, actually, though, so.
I guess I'll sing these old songs.
Little songs. Wait until you hear these songs. No, these are not little songs at all. No, I'm going to be sweating in just a minute. Y'all just look for my face. Sweating everything off. I probably lose 3 pounds before the next segment. Don't wait. Yeah, just wait for it. All right, so let's get over to the piano and let's sing some songs. See you in a bit. I'm excited that they finally get to hear you sing.
Yes, I'm excited.
Wonderful. I had never even heard of this musical before. Is it a musical? Is it an opera?
Yeah, it's a musical. It's one of Audra's like earlier roles, new works. I can't remember if she was nominated for a Tony for this.
We all love Audra.
Yes, like, Queen Audra.
Queen, honestly.
Yes.
She is I feel like she's the Patti LuPone of our time sometimes. Like,
yeah.
She has just come back and will do every single role.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, so
it's from Marie Christine, and it's called Beautiful. And Marie Christine is seeing her lover for the first time, and she is just taken and smitten by his presence. And it kind of even foreshadows that it's not going to be good for her in the long end, but she's just kind of soaking in this moment and indulging how fine this man is.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, let's give him some Beautiful.
He was lost up in Pontchartrain. Said he was looking for a pretty smile. Did I oblige? I oblige. A little voice said, danger. But it was Sunday in Pontchartrain. I was feeding myself down in Blue Rose Park. He comes by. Wrinkled shirt, piece of work, I oblige, beautiful. I've never seen such beautiful. I've never seen such arrogant. I've never seen such lonely.
Episode. I know I couldn't play that last song, Vonda. I get it. It was bad. I know. Don't be nodding your head.
I'm sorry. Like, no tea, no shade. But this is good practice for you. I told you that. I love you, though. I'm sorry.
This is good practice. I don't play piano.
Yes, you do.
I fake my way through it. But Daniel plays piano. That's my next podcast. Daniel
right.
doesn't play Daniel. Piano. Yeah, all I do is just randomly play things. Okay, that song. Oh my God. So speaking of Beautiful. Like we talked about, Audra is a queen.
Yeah.
I love her in everything that mm-hmm. she does. And I love that she's really, because she is classically trained.
Yeah.
So, and I love, as a classically trained person, I love being able to, and I think you also have a very classical sounding voice at times.
Yeah.
You have that, don't get me wrong, because.
I mean, I did choir in high school, and I very much so have like an appreciation like for that style of singing. I wish I was able to sing in it more. Like I wish DFW did more shows.
It's there, yeah, no, yeah. I wish, yeah, definitely that opera style.
Yeah, that legit.
You have some of that presence in your voice that, like, I'm like, oh. But, no, you can also, girl can belt. And do you know how I know you can belt? When I saw you in The Color Purple, would you believe And I don't think I was ready. I really don't think I was ready. Because, like I said, all I had, the other thing I'd seen you in, and like singing, you know, another song here or there, you were very like light and like reserved in your voice even. Mm. But you were able to let loose with Nettie a little bit.
Yeah.
And it, the way that it sat in your voice, beautiful. Oh, you belted like some of those notes out that were like B's and C's.
Aw, thank you.
That I was just like, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. Like, I, like that whole production was beautiful, but you stole a lot of the moments for me.
Thank you. I really loved getting to play Nettie. And like originally when I went in for the comic purple, I wasn't going in for Nettie because I don't know. I didn't initially see myself as an Nettie, like more of like a Shug or like maybe even Sophia.
Oh.
So in my audition, they were like, what do you know about Nettie? And I was like, I don't really know like much about her, but I just know a little bit of her song. And like I sang our program auditions, and next thing you know, I got the offer email. But I loved getting to play Nettie, and I feel like people kind of look at her as, you know, being the sweet, the pretty sister. But there is a strength about her. She just kind of expresses it, you know, in a different way. And, you know, Celia has her journey, but you don't really get to see much of Nettie's until like Act Two when she talks about her journey. And so, you know, she had a hard time too. You know, she was separated from her sister as well and went through trauma of, you know, having a shitty, can I cuss?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. having a, you know, a shitty ass stepdad and stuff as well. So,
you know, I never really thought about that. And I'd love to see, you know, really another take on that, really her story as well. That, wow, that opened up.
I wish there was more, because there's more of her journey in the book.
Oh.
But in the musical, they kind of consolidated
just for
her Act Two down into like 8 minutes.
Yeah, just to really think of, I mean, her moving all the way to Africa, right? And then having to figure out that culture and life.
Right.
And I mean, what, her house was burned, like their whole village was burned.
Yeah, the whole,
stuff like that. Yeah, that really, wow. Yeah, to think, it. I love that you really thought about that. Mm-hmm. And now that I think about it, you showed that journey and that maturity really in your acting and singing, right? From the moment that you were that pretty girl, you know, at the very beginning of the show, all the way to this is me now, you know? I love when we really delve into a character and we try to embody it as much as we can. And like I said, I think you did that well.
Thank you.
So that is one of my favorite, and I think, would you say that's one of your favorite roles that you've played so far?
Yeah, I think so far. Like, I remember when I finished the show, like, my mom and I were talking, and I was like, I just feel like I'm not done with Nettie. So hopefully one day I'll get to revisit that role and, like, just go even deeper and, you know, expand even more, like, with her sound as well.
Because how old are you now?
I'm 27. I just turned 27 on Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah, so, you were still young.
Yeah.
You could definitely play that role again in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of roles and regardless of age, honestly, when you played Marley.
Oh.
At DTC, let me tell you, I didn't know how to feel at the beginning because I was like, really?
Yeah.
This is the take that we're doing on it?
That's how I was too, because I wasn't called back initially for Marley. I was called back, I think, for Belle, for like the Lucy Belle track.
Uh-huh.
So like, and I didn't read for Marley or Mondris like once. So I got the offering email and I was like, I was like, wait a minute. I was like, Marley, Jacob Marley. I was like, okay. I mean, it's DTC, so yes. So
I loved it, just the way that, I mean, and getting to work with, again, don't make me say it, Sally.
Freaking Sally Vale.
Don't make
She's incredible. So there was like a little bit of that pressure too, like playing her, like the younger version of Marley. But I was just so taken by her performance every single night. Backstage changing and then just also like listening to her. And it was so nuanced as well, every night as well. She's incredible.
Yeah. No, and I, again, I love that we're able to learn.
Yeah.
From people like her, mm-hmm. and really you were able probably to capture some character mm-hmm. from her as well. So tell me about your DTC experience. How did it feel to do a big girl show, as I say?
Honestly, right? Like, it felt... I have always known that, like, I was going to work there. It's always been a dream and a goal of mine. I just didn't anticipate it happening when it did. It just kind of... I don't know. It just kind of, like, happened. And just not that it fell into my lap, because I've been, you know, working hard. Yeah. But there's... I don't know. I just feel like there was, like, an ebb and flow in life. And, like, just kind of how there was an ease... in a sense, to the process. But working at DTC, seeing all the work there was another like formative experience for me. In terms of like why I wanted to do theater. I think my first show of seeing my first show that I saw there was Joseph. And I was like, whoa, like this is the level of theater that we're doing here in Dallas. Like, sign me up. But it was just incredible getting to work there. And so that was back in 2022, and I also got to do it again in 2023. We did a remount of Christmas Carol. So, and hopefully, maybe, I don't know.
Wouldn't that be great?
Maybe, we'll see.
Stop.
Yeah.
Oh, tea.
Anyway.
Some good wine. Oh, hold on, let me just take it out or something. So speaking of big girl shows, mm-hmm. the other one that I really, really loved you in for a night, too, was with Lyric when you did Little Shop.
Yes, that was the experience.
Did you love that experience?
I really did. And that was, I feel like I've done a lot of shows twice, but I played Audrey in high school my senior year. So it was really cool getting to return to the show. And in a professional setting, and it was just that music is so fun to sing. Like when you're an urchin and you're Ronette, Crystal, or Chiffon, I mean, you are just balls to the walls, belting your face off. So it was a challenge as well, like having that control and like being able to like sound like a unit with like two other girls. But it was really fun getting to do that.
Yeah, the harmonies are tight on some of those.
Yeah.
Which one were you?
I was Crystal.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think which solo Crystal has.
So originally Crystal has a love.
Yes.
But they kind of just switched it around just to showcase us differently. So I opened up the show with a shingle leg. What a creepy thing. And then the ending, the subsequent to the end.
Yes.
Which is one of my favorite parts in the show.
Yes. I don't know. My favorite part, I always wanted to be Chiffon. Sit down, Chiffon, go sing for you.
Right.
All the world uses for you, him. Biff Wampow! Now always wanted to be Chiffon.
Chiffon.
Yeah, also like dessert, so maybe that was something.
Yeah.
I feel like you've had so many great experiences, made so many good friends mm-hmm. through all those shows. You know, do you feel that you're really making good connections and keeping those?
I really do. And that's something that I strive to do, like even outside of theater, like my friendships are really, really important to me and just keeping a really healthy core and circle of people that I just know without a doubt that are for me and are in my corner. And then someone that I can be that to them as well, you know?
Yeah. The reason I wanted to mention that and touch on that a little mm-hmm. bit was just because I know that someone from the company of mm-hmm. The Color Purple recently passed away. Mm-hmm. And it made me just really want to make us realize and come back around that, you know, we really are a family. It hurt us, mm-hmm. right, as a community all together mm-hmm. From the death of Jason Hallman. Mm-hmm. I don't know how close y'all were.
So I got the opportunity to perform with him during Aida and then during The Color Purple. So, you know, we always kind of kept in touch, and he was always... he was such a dreamer, and he had so many ideas as he was in the process of being able to do some like really cool things. And I saw on Facebook that with Lee, when Lee went to visit Jason, that even in his last moments, that he was still talking about, like with the little breath that he had left, talking about all the plans that he had and that he had set out to do. And it's really inspiring. I hate that he is not able to be here physically to see those things come into fruition. But I know that as a community and as friends that we'll carry on his legacy and carry on that vigor and fight.
God, I really hope y'all do, because
he
really was a force, I would say, mm-hmm. within the community.
And just so kind.
Yeah, really. Honestly.
Just always, I mean, sometimes to a fault, but put others before himself.
Yeah. So no, I had only met him twice. Mm-hmm. And one time it was at this random karaoke night.
Yes.
And I sang and he just came up to me and goes, "You can sing." It was like, oh, thank you. But like, it was the grab and it was the sincere.
It's very genuine.
Yes. And the next time I saw him, which was after The Color Purple, mm-hmm. remembered my name, mm-hmm. like came up to me, goes, "Hi, Daniel," mm-hmm. like was able to talk with me. So just a very genuine person.
Yeah.
And
did you come opening night of that?
Yeah.
I remember what he had on too.
Yes.
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 Had the
he was not.
He looked good.
Was not afraid of what mm-hmm. anybody would say. And that's what I loved about him as well. But yeah, just a very sincere. I mean, just that conversation I remember and him telling me about some of the plans mm-hmm. that he had in store. Mm-hmm. But it was just, I think his death was kind of a wake up call to me that sometimes when we do shows, we end those shows and we forget and we're like, oh, we're a community. We'll see them at the next show or whatever. Yeah. But
you really do take for granted the connections that you, and theater is like such a special thing. Like, I don't know. It's like you're making friends and making connections, but you're also like doing it through art, which is already like another level of vulnerability and openness that you have to have. So I feel like it really makes way for you to make those connections. But you know, life gets busy and sometimes it's a lot to keep up with, but we do kind of take for granted, like being in proximity with each other while we're under like, or in a contract.
No,
so it
for
just
real.
Makes you think like, just to really cherish those that are near and dear to you.
No, because literally they're every single day. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. And what I like to say is when we're doing a show, we see our castmates more than we see our family.
Yeah.
Right. Just because that's what it's. So they become mm-hmm. our family in a sense. Mm-hmm. And I mean, most of the people in this room that are helping me with this project are people that I've met in shows or through shows. You know, most of the people that are following me on social media are because of shows or through shows. So appreciative of that and want to make sure that we continue that.
Yes.
Speaking of continuing things, I want us to also continue hearing you sing. So we're going to move on to one of my favorite songs. Mm-hmm. And so we'll talk about it a little bit here in a little bit. Let's get over to the piano. I just want you to know that if there was like a cult for this show or a song cycle or something, like I would follow it to the ends of the earth. I love Edges.
Yeah.
So, and I don't think people know enough about it.
You know, I honestly speaking, I don't even know that much about it. I was like, I think in high school or maybe fresh after high school, I was like looking for audition music and I stumbled across this song and it just like, it just struck.
Yeah, the whole, I mean, the fact that it's only four people, right? And just, I wish that people would do it here more in the area. It's something that I really, it's on my to-do list mm-hmm. of like, that's something I want to do.
Yeah.
But I think this song is beautiful and I heard you sing this, goodness.
That's when we first met and I sang this.
Yeah, so as soon as it was on your list, I was like, you have to do it. So tell the people what you're doing and what it's from.
So this is Lying There from Edges. And like I said, I don't know too much about the show. I've just only heard certain songs. But this is just full of honesty and it's just laying it all out on a platter. So this is Lying There from Edges.
She's going to serve you that platter.
But not after. snitches grows and how I wanna shut my eyes and know the things you know. I can't sleep, I don't breathe, I don't know. How I wish I could wake you. I wish I could jolt you. I wish I could love. To really love me, I suppose.
I look at you lying there. That was horrible.
Oh, I was in it with you. I was trying to keep going.
Could you lie there? That sounds so creepy now. I look at you laugh.
I know. Yeah. It is kind of creepy.
That's like, well, maybe I won't say that song anymore. She's passed out. Can you imagine the drool just.
Right.
Just all. Right. Beautiful. So that was your mini audition cut. Mm-hmm. Right. We just did a couple little bars for you. There's a whole song to that, y'all. But we just did a couple bars. Have you actually ever used that in an audition
room?
Yeah,
I did.
Did you?
I actually sang that. I had to sing two songs for Aida, and that was one of the songs I sang.
Before we continue, let me backtrack a little bit. Mm-hmm. The first time I heard Natasia sing that song, we did something for Arlington ISD that we were called in for Theater Arlington. And when I tell you, I was singing stupid songs, like a Hamilton song. And Maddie sang like her own like
original
song. Natasia comes in, starts the track. I look at you lying, and all the kids are like, she's just singing her soul out, and I'm like, dang, this girl can sing.
Aww.
So yes, that's when I was like, that's why I knew you had to sing it. Like I said, in this as well. But okay, so auditions. So you said that you've used this in auditions.
I have used this, uh-huh.
Tell me, have you ever completely just bombed?
You know what? I've bombed some dance calls. And like I'm a strong mover, like I'm pretty aware of like, but baby, one of my college auditions at Pace in New York, like it was just I think I was just overwhelmed. Like I'm pretty good at like picking up choreography. I didn't know that shit when it came time to like, oh my gosh. It was, I just thinking back, I'm like getting like
excited. No,
it was to Footloose and like every single beat had like a dance.
Like I've seen you in the back of the room, Jazz Square.
And I just remember like, I just like, oh my gosh, doing it. I couldn't keep up. I could not keep up. And I remember him having a pile of our audition or of our headshots and him going, looking up and he saw me, he said, okay. I was okay. Well, I will not be going to Pace University.
No, that was me at this last audition that we were both at. And I knew,
oh my gosh.
I knew in that moment that I bombed my dance call. Cause I was like,
I thought everybody did really well. For real. Like I
that is so sweet
of
you. Thank you.
I'm serious.
Yeah, that is
I
so
remember
sweet.
Watching
yeah.
everybody being like, no. Okay.
Let's play the video. No, there's no video, y'all. Can you imagine if somebody had recorded that? Oh my god, please do not send in a video if you have that recorded, Donovan, because I saw you recording at one point. Do not. No, I know that I bombed that dance call because there was nothing in the thing. Like, ladies at least had a pre-recorded.
Yeah.
And then there was a smaller dance call, right? The guys, it was like, all right, now that you're done singing, you're going to go ahead and step into the large room, and there's going to be a dance call. And all of us were like, what? All of us, like, holding each other. Mm-hmm. But there's been big discussion about this, that now that I know that somebody else also doesn't like dance calls, but you did really, really well. There's been a discussion back and forth. Like, you get the cold readings before. You get the scripts before, or the music before, yeah, to
why
review.
Not get the,
why doesn't everybody right. send out a video of the dance
I
call?
I think it's because it's like, what are y'all trying to test? How yeah. well I retain?
Well, and here's the thing, and I'm coming for you choreographers right now, and it's not because we want to see how fast someone learns, because most productions, you still have 3 or 4 weeks to
right.
learn it, and I can
you
study
have more
it.
Time to learn. Mm-hmm.
And so, and I get cold reading sometimes,
yeah,
you know, all right, but you still have a couple minutes to like go through,
right,
which
to process.
I guess that's the same as a dance call, but whatever, right? They still give you script, they still give you music, mm-hmm. but they don't give you a dance call video. So that's one thing that I will, till the day I die, say, give me a dance call video.
Maybe they do that to just make it easier to cut. Because, I mean, think about it.
Okay, but then you have great dancers, but are they good singers and actors?
That's true.
So, and I'm not saying
right.
this because
what's
I'm
her name? No,
okay
what's her
dancer.
Name? What's
so,
your name?
But that's the thing. So speaking of bad at things, I know that you had a bad little situation.
Oh my gosh.
That I want to bring up because let me tell you, when I asked Tasia, can you spill some tea? She's like, not on
no.
camera. I don't do that. So this is the most tea I could get out of her. All right, so I'm gonna take a big sip.
Okay, so Christmas Carol this past holiday season, I don't know what was happening on that damn stage, what kind of juju, I just feel like there were so many like random moments and like mishaps that were happening with all of us, but really with me. Like opening night, I fell. I had never fallen before. I was like Ebenezer Scrooge. Bam! And it was like an exit into the audience. I was like, shit.
What is that TikTok? And then my head hit the boom.
Literally, it just happened. I'm trying to think. The Fezziwig sequence, which is like, I think 13 minutes long. And that's like the main part where young Marley is. She did like, we don't leave the stage. So there's this part where Esteban. I know, I feel like every time something happens on stage with me, Esteban is there. But Esteban is supposed to push me back because I'm trying to hook him up with what's her name?
Belle.
Yeah, Belle. And he pushes me back. He steps on my skirt and it whoosh, like it rips and exposes my petticoat. And I didn't notice because it's kind of like a chaotic moment. And like, so it rips. I hear a tear and I look down and I was like, I'll be right back. And then he was like, where's she going? I ran backstage and I was like, help. Can somebody help me? And so, like, and literally in a matter of seconds, because I had to go back on stage and, like, sing, they, like, pinned it, pin, and I was like, our steward hath provided this in honor of the king. It was insane.
Do you know what? Yay.
There's
was it customers
like,
or who was it?
Yeah,
backstage?
It was our dressers. And they were kind of looking at me like, what's happening? Like, why is she backstage? And I was like, help. And then Haley, shout out to Haley. I love Haley. She was like,
on it.
And I went back on stage and I finished.
Oh my God.
Yeah. But honestly, like in theory, like ripping a costume is, well, no, for me it was because like what I had to do, my blocking, like I needed, the skirt was already really long. And so it being ripped kind of extended it more. So I needed it to be up higher and I couldn't, my hands were full with what I had to do. So I needed my,
yeah.
But yeah.
Unlike you with the dance call, I don't have a ripped skirt story.
have you ripped pants?
That I can share. Girl, we ain't gonna talk about ripped pants. I've lost buttons on pants.
Oh my
I've ripped
gosh.
Pants. I'm surprised this button is staying on today.
Stop.
But no. Right? All right. And then the next thing that I just kind of wanted to get into as well, while we have the last couple minutes together, are just some of your passions, you know,
yeah.
and passion projects that I specifically one that a lot of people have viewed and we're going to share. So hold on, look at this one.
Insert.
And this one. But you know which one my favorite is? This one. No, because all these photos from Natasia's birthday that not only did you, so I saw Boy Howdy helped you with
yes,
them, correct?
Uh-huh.
Which, shout out to Danny.
Shout out to Danny and Jacob.
Yeah, from mm-hmm. episode one. Boy Howdy helped you out. But you, like, created mm-hmm. this whole idea. You built all by yourself mm-hmm. all these set pieces, mm-hmm. right? That, like, one was a big cloud.
Mm-hmm.
So beautiful. And then you had, like, bubbles, or what was it?
It was,
like,
so
a water.
I had two concepts. So I'm an Aquarius, and so I wanted two different concepts to capture the different essence of being an Aquarius. And I'm also a Valentine's baby. So I wanted to insert the love. So an Aquarius is where the water bears. We're air, but we're also air signs. So being a cloud, floating on air, and then the underwater one, the water bearer of love, kind of like a Venus Aphrodite kind of moment. It was really fun.
You gave love.
Thank you.
And I loved every single one of them. So yeah, great work with that. I think that that was just something that nobody does here in the area, right? So just your own mind creating that and putting that out there is something that I really, really loved. And the fact that you were able to partner with Boy Howdy.
Yes.
Was just amazing.
And shout out to my mom, shout out to Sinclair, and shout out to my brother. They also helped me with the shoe. But yeah, that's a passion of mine, is modeling and creative directing and coming up with different concepts, not only for myself, but for other people. So I'd love to lean more into that this year and going forward.
Yeah, well, and I would say just on your Instagram as well, you're constantly reposting fashion and stuff.
Yes.
I know that that's a passion of
yours
as well.
Yes, it's a huge passion of mine. I would love to delve more into that. Collaborating with different brands and like major fashion houses, and maybe some ambassadorships as well, and maybe even collaborating on releasing some collections. So I'm throwing that out.
Yeah, put it into the universe.
I never do this publicly. I do it with my family, but it's kind of nice to just speak it out and make it known, you know?
Yeah, you might as well, right? And then I know that you're even interested in directing. And
I think I naturally have a little bit of some director qualities. I feel like I have vision, being able to see entire pictures, but also honing in on moments as well. So I love acting. I would also love to just continue growing in my acting and grow into being a director one day as well. Maybe not anytime soon, but eventually, or whenever the time is right.
Wonderful. Now, you said you love acting. Mm-hmm. Tell me, just in our last minute that we have here, tell me what your dream role is.
So my dream role is to originate a role and have that role become a dream role for other people. I would love for it to impact people in that way and give people something to look forward to and aspire to work towards as well. An Elphaba or like a Jenna or a Christine Daae kind of moment.
Yeah. I love that it's not only I want to see my name in a script.
Yeah.
But it's also I want it to continue for other people as well. And I think that that's so important in depending on the story that you share with it. Right.
Yeah.
I think that's wonderful. And that's a great idea. We're going to close out here with your last song, and we'll come back for a couple more moments. See you in a bit. You had to do this one.
This is my dream role.
Really?
When people ask me what my dream role is, apart from originating a role, it's leading player.
It's a good one.
I used to be obsessed with watching.
Ben Vereen.
Oh my gosh. And Bettina Miller in high school, just up late at night on my little phone, just watching them.
And she killed it.
I know. And they both won a Tony for this role. I think they made history because it was two different
genders categories.
And they won in the highest that you could win.
Love it, love it, love it.
Yes.
All right, well, tell them what you're going
to
do for
us. This is Magic to Do from Pippin. And I love a show opener. So this is what this is.
Wonderful. All right, let's get it. What an amazing way to end the episode with that last song. I love that so much.
Oh, thank you.
It's such a good song for you,
yes,
as well.
Yes, that's another dream role of mine, leading player.
Do it.
Yes.
Yeah, I really haven't seen any professional productions really here in the area with theaters.
Not recently.
Given.
No.
Yeah, I mean, I think Firehouse did it.
NTPA. The NTPA did it. I think a junior version.
Yeah.
Somebody else do it.
Put it out there. You're your leading player. I want to thank you for coming on the show today. Thank you so much for also being open and honest with us and just putting it all out there, even though I know you said some things you only tell your family.
Yeah.
So thank you for doing that today and just taking the time to sit with me.
Oh, thank you.
If you want people to follow you, where can they find you?
So you can follow me at Natasia Dominique, insert spelling here or here. Wherever. So Natasia Dominique on Instagram. And why was I looking at the mic as if it was the camera? Okay. So Natasia Dominique, and you can find me on Instagram and TikTok as well.
Nice. Wonderful. And then don't forget that you want to follow us as well. If you're watching today, you're probably already watching it on YouTube, but you can find us at youtube.com/@DanielDoesDFW. Or you can find us on the TikTok, Instagram, also at DanielDoesDFW. And we also have a Facebook page. So make sure, and if you are listening today, thank you for listening. You can find us on any podcast platforms. That includes Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, everything in your mama. Right? I didn't shout out to my mom today. Hey, Mom.
Love you, girl.
honestly, thanks, Adela.
Adela, I like that.
So make sure you do all of that. Again, thank you for watching, and we hope to catch you in the next episode. Bye, y'all.
Bye.